This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, sir. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We open the show mid-practice once again in a shortened version of practice today due to some injuries and illnesses on this roster. Cowboys wanting to lighten the load a little bit on their team. Let's go down for three live mics. Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo standing by. Our coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Twin Peaks. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing great, sir. We're about a minute 30 from a little one-on-one, defensive backs and the wide receivers going at. This will be the first time in camp that we've actually had some one-on-one practice. So looking forward to that. But overall, full day, some combo periods, some team periods. So three live mics will be very entertaining today.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped about this. There's no question. I think that these are going to be some of the most fun drills we've gotten to see out here, besides just the 11-on-11. Begin to see some of these receivers, especially now with all the concern about this wide receiving core with James Washington going down. It'll be fun to watch, you know, Tolbert go up against some of the top corners that the Cowboys have, you know, maybe a one-on-one with Diggs or Jordan Lewis or an Anthony Brown, and get to see how he fares, maybe a T.J. Vasher and a Simi Fehoko. This is going to be a really, really fun drill that we get to witness out here.
Are we going to see line of scrimmage one-on-ones as well?
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm keeping an eye on that right now to when the defensive backs come over and see where the offensive linemen are going to go. Because if that's the case, then I'm going to mosey on down to that area of the field, and I'll let Wolchuk and Chiafalo handle anything that's up here up on the top of the field.
We do know Cowboys rookie Sam Williams is going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, so we look forward to catching up with him and getting to know him a little bit better. So you can look forward to that maybe in an hour or so. Practice is going to run until what, about 2:45, Brian?
Yes, sir. That's what the schedule says right now. So the horn has sounded. Let's see, the guys are kind of moving to their area, but yeah, we should have a good full day of three live mics, like I was saying.
Do you just want to, and not to cut you off there, Gavin, do you just want to update everyone? Anthony Barr not out here. The Cowboys are waiting on the medicals and all that to get cleared, but I do have an update on the linebackers. Luke Gifford just walked over, and he's getting checked out in the tent right now. So more insurance as to why they've gone out and added to that linebacking group with Anthony Barr.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just a matter of time with some of these guys. The big news last night, though, and we are still waiting for official word on it, is Anthony Barr's coming in. And from listening to the coaches talk about it, everybody's excited about how this is going to make them multiple and versatile and give Dan Quinn some tools to really, exploit. So everybody's excited about Anthony Barr from what I can tell. How about you guys down there on the field?
Oh, yeah. The excitement is real. Can't wait to see him out here, see how he looks physically and stuff like that. But then just kind of start getting to feel once we get into 11-on-11 with him out there, what's the deal with sort of how they're using him. I will say, like, Dan Quinn, he's not hiding a ton out here. You see a lot of different packages and stunts and blitzes, and it gets super exotic the same way we see it on Sundays. We've seen it out here. So I think we'll get a pretty good picture once Barr's out here and practicing, doing the 11-on-11s. What is their vision for him? Is he doing more off-ball stuff? Is he lining up on the edge? All that's very exciting to see when that takes place.
I mean, as nice as it is to have Micah Parsons be versatile, you need to put pressure on the quarterback more than anything, don't you, Brian?
Absolutely, you do. And, you know, that's the plan. Talking to people, talking to coaches last night on the way back after the party, and how they're going to use Barr. It's don't look at him as a Sam linebacker or as a Will linebacker. Kind of look at him as a guy – as a mismatch player. And that's what Mike McCarthy was talking about in the press conference today, of how you would use a guy like that. Just find a way. It's all about the matchups, and find a way to attack these offenses scheme-wise.
Okay. We are back in Pats today, though. Gentlemen, let me know if there's anything that we need to jump to and observe.
We're in one-on-one right now. We got Micah Parsons going against Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke to the flat. Micah Parsons drove on the coverage, just couldn't catch up with Zeke in the flat air. So nice catch by Zeke on about a little 7-yard route to the outside, and Micah tried to close it down, just couldn't quite get there. Got a situation where, okay, you got Dak Prescott. Actually, excuse me, that's Cooper Rush. They try to throw the ball to Tolbert with Diggs on a comeback, and the ball was short to the outside, and Diggs was in good position to make the play.
It was a great route by Diggs, just being able to create a little bit of separation with that jab step to get away from Diggs there. Now, we also had CeeDee Lamb working against Jordan Lewis, and he just about undressed him. The ball was just a little bit wide. He had to dive for it, so not a completion, but my goodness gracious, what route running by CeeDee Lamb.
Micah's ability as a cover guy, what's the ceiling on that? Is this a situation where he's just going to try to survive, or can he be a weapon in the pass defense?
I think this is one of those things. I think it's like you get an understanding that it's probably not one of his great strengths. Hmm. He did carry a route up the sideline last year and knock a pass away on a goal line. Nice little switch. But, I think his game is always going to be playing downhill, rushing the passer, being around the ball. If they put him in coverage a lot, I think it would actually probably be a detriment to him.
We are in the midst of three live mics here, training camp coverage, the G-Bag Nation, home of the Cowboys. What's going on next, guys?
Well, nice little route here just by with Noah Brown. He's continuing to have a really nice camp. He's working against Nashon Wright. And he took right up the field and then stuck him inside and then went back outside quick, and the ball was right there. So good play by him. Got Pollard going up. Yeah. Zach, that's coming at you if you got a description on that one.
That's a wheel route out of the backfield. Pollard matched up on Harper, the linebacker, who's got great speed. It was decent coverage, but Pollard had him beat. It was a deep ball down the sideline, and it was actually a great throw in the breadbasket. Pollard just dropped it.
Yeah, that's one of those that, you know, if we can start get connection with Tony Pollard downfield, it's going to be huge for the Cowboys.
All right, boom, there it is. So Dak Prescott, deep ball to Simi Vohko. He's working on Trayvon Diggs. He started with Diggs going outside, then he cuts it back inside towards the post. And a beautiful job. And now Diggs is complaining on right now with Al Harris, who is giving Trayvon Diggs an absolute earful as he trots back over right now. But Simi Fehoko beat him. That was clean, and I think the best deep ball we've seen from Dak Prescott so far since we've been out here at Oxnard.
Yeah, I'm right here at the line of scrimmage, and Diggs tried to go up on him and press, and he faked like he was going to jam him, and it kind of stopped Simi, but Simi was able to get going again, and that worked out fine.
You don't want to be getting beat by Simi Fehoko if you're Trayvon Diggs. No disrespect, and Fehoko has looked
more comfortable. That's disrespectful, Gavin. That is absolutely disrespectful.
He's got to show me something still, and last year he was a nervous rookie. This year he doesn't seem as nervous. He seems more comfortable, but still, you know, those are the kind of plays that are going to have people saying things about Trayvon Diggs.
100%. And those are the type of plays Diggs back in coverage once again here, and he blankets the receiver. What a dang near been an interception.
Fryfogle.
That was Fryfogle.
Yeah, this time he went up and instead of fake, like, and now Diggs is not coming off the field. He is literally staying out there, and he is going to every rep he could get. Here are these young corners like Lewis is not young, but these guys like Wright and Lewis are looking for a rep, and Diggs is basically like, no, I'm standing here. I'm just going to keep going. I don't care what you say. So, he took a little competitive shot right there. But, yeah, Fryfogle, he just totally ate him up on that particular
You've
one.
You've tuned in to one of the most entertaining things in all of training camp one-on-ones. Someone's going to jump in there?
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
Kevontae Turpin just had a really, really nice deep ball route on Anthony Brown. Had him beat, no question, with the speed. I think it was Cooper Rush. It might have been Greer throwing the ball. It was Cooper Rush. It was an underthrow. And now, we got one-on-one.
That was Dak on the throw.
Dak
on the throw.
Beautiful deep ball from Dak, and CeeDee Lamb absolutely smoked Trayvon Diggs up the sideline there. Wow, that was a fun one right there, boys. That was right in front of us.
And CeeDee just waving at Diggs as he's coming down the middle of the field, and Al Harris, yeah. Yeah.
Is Diggs staying in still?
Well, I tell you what, Al Harris has waved him on over, so Diggs is walking to the middle of the field. There's going to be a conversation here. Get ready.
Yeah, Diggsy is not happy right now, but CeeDee Lamb's route running, has just been absolutely incredible, Broadus. I don't know if you noticed that little hop step.
He did. It's like he kind of gave him a little bit of like, okay, you're going to try and jam me. So he kind of just both feet came off the ground, and then he got back into it in a hurry.
Oh, so, goodness. Okay, so Izzy Mukwuemu there.
Defensive holding on Mukwuemu.
I believe that was Mukwuemu.
It was.
And Dalton Schultz cuts right inside of him. And Mukwuemu's not happy with the holding call. He's talking with the back judge right now. But he was. I mean, Broadus, he was all over.
He was all over. We got Jordan Lewis now working against Tolbert here. This ought to be an interesting one because Tolbert has not really shown up in pads. But let's see if he can get off the line here right now. He's just going to go vertical, swats a hand. Lewis is trying to pull him. Ball's right there, man. I'll tell you what, they found a way here. Dak has made a couple of really, really nice throws that have ended up on these receivers.
The deep ball's
on
today.
That was a completion as well?
It was a completion. Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you, these are in stride, right where you want it to be, and these receivers are getting right off the line. They're stacking the corner. They're getting right in front. There's just no play to be made. I mean, the ball's in perfect positioning where the receivers can just run right underneath it and take it into the house.
Where has this level of precision and timing been in team drills?
I'll tell you what, I think the pressure up front, you know, the quarterbacks have had to deal with guys up in their face a little bit more. You know, there's no offense or defensive lineman here on the rush. Oh, you got, here's Zeke on just a straight, oh, they hit it on Zeke.
Wow. Yeah, this is everything Dak's throwing right now is to his left, and a lot of it has been up the sideline stuff, and he's putting it right in the breadbasket of every single one of his receivers. That was a nice route by Zeke there, matched up on the linebacker.
Yeah, Christian Sam was the linebacker there that he ran by.
Okay, now we got Noah Brown on Nashawn Wright.
Oh, wow.
What a route and a rifle from Dak over the middle. The receivers, man, they are besting these DBs right now every single time.
Well, Al Harris is out there trying to explain every rep he's having to grab his guys and trying. They've been locked down for these practices, and today it has completely fallen apart.
Was just an out, and then he broke back in, and they'll finish it with Brandon Smith catching another pass. This one was right over Kyren Brown, the 6'1 corner out of Akron. But, my gosh, the receivers, and we have not talked about that in camp. It's been the corners with the tight coverage and 11-on-11. This on one-on-ones, this was all about the wide receivers today.
Well, that's terrific, and it sounds like Dak Prescott's throwing it around really well.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He looks very comfortable. The ball is right where it needs to be. I mean, they have not made these receivers have to work one bit. But give these wide receivers a lot of credit. That route that Noah Brown just ran was precision. He planted off that left foot, and it completely took the corner out of position, and he was able to break it inside.
Noah Brown has been so good in preseason and in training camp. I have high hopes for him, but I don't feel like we can really advance that opinion until we're inside the regular season and he's out there consistently making plays. There have been so many plays unmade by him in regular season games that have scarred me over the years, Brian. I can't get excited about it.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult because, again, every time you feel like that he is he's making some progress, whether at practice, a training camp, something happens. You know, a guy like Cedric Wilson and all of a sudden jumps ahead of him, and you know, and then he's kind of left behind there. So, yeah, until he really, really gets going and shows he could do it when the lights come on, that's the questions you're going to continue to have.
But if you didn't know anything about this team and you've just been here for the last 10 days or so watching camp, I think it would be pretty unanimous that Noah Brown would look to everybody as the second best receiver on the team. Now, we have larger sample sizes and a history with him to understand that, okay, how much can we actually buy into this? But he's looked really, really good out here.
Well, that's terrific. And where are we going now? What's next on the practice schedule?
It looks like we're going to have some teamwork. So now you've got the offense and defensive line together. Let's see if the rush affects how these routes are run and maybe the time that the quarterbacks have throwing the ball, because that's where it's been the play has been these last few days when they've struggled with tight throws and stuff. It's been because there's been a little pressure up front.
Okay, and this is going to be good because Steele's going to be over. See, the opposite practice we had, they were on the other field. So we were really able to watch the left side. We're going to be able to get a good look at Terrence Steele over here on the right side. I'm getting a little giddy, boys.
Okay, and also Tyron Smith. Isn't today huge for him? Like, we need to see.
First play, there's Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of people, you know, Bob Belt. I'm just going to throw you under the bus here, my man. Jalen Tolbert's looked just fine. I don't think that Jalen Tolbert has not looked good since the pads have come on. I think Jalen Tolbert's looked pretty darn good, in my opinion.
Well, just a little bit of a heads up, too. It's McGovern at left guard to open this thing up.
Is that not the most annoying thing in the world?
I'll tell you what. It's to the point where you're kind of like you're wondering. You know, you're wondering. It's one of the great mysteries of training camp for me so far.
The thing, though, that I think has told us what we need to know, have you seen Tyler Smith work anywhere else but that left side?
No.
Exactly. We've seen McGovern work right guard, and I think to me that means he's your backup.
McGovern's got to be your fullback now. We had another one go down, right?
Well, I think, you know, McGovern, like you said, they've started. I mean, he's been the starter here. And it's like the other day, it was a little bit more of Tyler Smith in the work. But, like, today, like, when they're going to this team period, maybe they're alternating days here about getting these guys some work. But, you know, it's just so surprising because of what they knew about McGovern from last season, and then he gets replaced, and then he's back in there as that starter. I kind of felt like that this was going to be Tyler Smith's job, but they're trying to make it a competition here.
I like the way they've started the first two plays of the team here.
How about that screen?
Yeah, they do the screen on the second play to Pollard. That was really nice. Biotis getting out in front there. Good to see that. And the first play is just a play action rollout. Dak finds Tolbert coming from the left-hand side across the middle over to the right. Easy money. And that's two great plays to start it. Now you get a shotgun handoff to Zeke, which was looked like it opened up pretty nicely. That would have probably been a solid 5 to 8 yard gain.
Yeah.
And now it feels like we might be on our way to an offensive dominant performance in practice today. From the one-on-ones now to hear the first three plays with the starters, three victory plays for the offense.
Well, that's terrific. Things are clicking. I love that conversation that you're hunting around there with left guard, though, Brian. I think there's a lot of intrigue in there, especially if Tyron Smith doesn't play well today. I'll throw it out for you guys there again because watching him move around, he can say he feels great, but he looks old. You know, that's the truth when you see Tyron Smith moving around these days.
Well, that's the thing, man. The hope is that Tyron Smith somehow, some way gets you 15, 16 games. That's the hope right now. And so, and everybody in the back of their mind know that there's that possibility where that's not going to happen. So, yeah, it's totally worth keeping an eye on what we're seeing today. What you're seeing when we get out to Denver in those practices, and we start hearing reports about him getting beat and stuff like that, you'll see more one-on-one work there. But, yeah, if he's looking like he's kind of broken down a little bit, that's going to be your worry right there.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here, 105 through the Fan. Three live mics continues. They are on the practice fields in Oxnard, California, brought to you by Metter Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Twin Peaks. We'll come back and do some more as they are in team periods. We'll give you highlights and analysis. Then the G-Bag of the day is coming up at 2:30 right here on 105 through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.